Kids got out playing over their head, got on a log. Yeah. Kids, two kids of some people here in town, and the kids got out there, and you know how the eddy or water will eddy in that river.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Swirl, and it got out, them kids was going on downstream on that log. And that kid swam out there and pulled them kids in the bank.
They were swimming in the Mississippi? How old was it?
Oh, that's nothing. I mean, we swim in the Mississippi all the time. We water ski.
Yeah.
We water ski and swim and just, my God, when you raised around it, you're going to,
around here?
You're going to be naturally attracted to it.
Damn, man, that sounds dangerous to me.
No,
you
got
to be
not.
A damn good swimmer to do that. When did you learn?
I swam across the Mississippi River.
You have?
Yes, sir.
How far does it take you downstream usually?
Oh, what we would do, usually, we swam up here, up the levee. Have you gone up the levee yet?
Yeah, I've been up by
Brick Home and stuff on the left on up the thing.
Yeah, I've been to the Bone Place, and I've been about a mile down below that where the big
We would go, we would usually play around there all the time. And we would hike all the way around up there to that granary from this, you've been out this landing up here? Where they had all the rocks and everything up here?
Uh-huh.
You hadn't been out there?
Wait. Yeah, I have. I've seen
anyway,
that.
Anyway, right, well, that's where we usually swim. And we'd hike up there at the granary. Now, this is when we was 12, 14 years old, you know. Just live wires, doing something all the time, you know. Get us a log, you know. Boy, and we'd get out in that river and we'd take off out across that river. And go to the other side. Play around over there all day long. Go back up to granary. Get us another log, come right back across. We hit it just about every time, right on the money. Take off swimming.
Did you have a place where you could?
We had our old swimming holes too.
Yeah. Did you have a place where you could jump off or duck?
Yeah, we had a, we call them blue holes.
Yeah.
What they are, they're blowouts is what they are.
Yeah.
You know, the river come in, get over a certain amount of ground. Certain place, and they'll pull over a hill and start eating a place out and call it a blowout, blue hole. Of course, a lot of people call them potholes and different names for them, you know.
Blue holes, is the water clear there?
Yes, just crystal blue. Just, you know, never, no current, nothing to disturb it, you know. It just sit there and get blue. That's why we call them blue holes.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, we had this old swimming hole. You know, across all heck, everybody stayed over there. And we had another place across over here called a cutoff. Swam in it. I don't know how it got the name. It got been a many of day played hooky at the cutoff. You know, skip school and get our butts tore up for it. You know, but we
and you could you
dive off a steep bank. We had, of course, the last time this river come in here. Across the levee, the old levee. Usually these spurs and stuff you see go out from the main levee.
Yeah, I've seen
that's
that.
The way the old levee used to go.
Mm-hmm. Why?
All they done was back the levee off some more, back inland away from the river.
Okay.
To give the river more room to back out over an area, holding more levee. You know, it would hold more water between the levee. It wouldn't get so high up on the levee. You know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The more area that the river's got to back out over.
Yeah.
The less it wouldn't get as high up on the levee, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thus not being so dangerous, you know. But some places, well, that old river changes her course a whole lot, you know. Lots of times it'll get up and it'll completely change its course.
Yeah.
And over here across, well, heck, part of the old levee's going out in the river over here, across from town over here, back in through their ways, you know.